The world has lost a beloved, award-winning comedic actor today. Tim Conway, famous for his work on the Carol Burnett Variety Show, died today in Los Angeles at the age of 85. Conway first gained public recognition on the sitcom McHale's Navy, but he's best known for his comedy sketches with Carol Burnett and Harvey Korman. We're going to talk more about his talent. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Bay Area radio personality, actor, and comedian Terry McGovern. Hi, Terry.
Yeah, hi, Patty. It's so great to hear your voice. Of course, I hear it every day.
But, it's great to talk to you. You actually met Tim Conway. Tell us about that.
I did. As I recall, I worked with him a couple of times. One was a commercial or a promotion for CBS, and I didn't get much chance to talk to him. But about 20 years ago, I appeared at a roast for Ronnie Schell, local comic who was later in Gomer Pyle, and Diabetes Association called me up and said, would you like to be at the roast in the audience? And I was a little pushy. I said, well, I know Ronnie really well. Put me on the dais. I'll write some jokes. And there was a long pause, and the guy said, okay. I show up at the Hilton early, and in walk the celebrities who are going to be on the dais. Harvey Korman, Jerry Van Dyke, Phil Hartman, Fred Willard, Tim Conway, and me. And I told the guy, I said, I go on first or I'm out of here. And I got away with 3 minutes, and the rest of the guys held forth. And Conway was unquestionably the funniest. He just stood up at the microphone and looked out at the audience for a long time until we were all laughing hysterically. He hadn't said a word. And then I got to spend time with him after the roast, with him and Harvey. I had done a movie with Harvey called Americathon. Check it out. It's an old classic. And I was sort of the poor man's Tim Conway. But you've already said that he was on McHale's Navy and, of course, the Carol Burnett Show. He came on about 1975, halfway through the very long run, and was instantly the star of the show. I never missed Tim Conway on the Carol Burnett Show. Do you remember the old man? He used to do shuffle walk?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm getting close to shuffling myself, but I'm still laughing at it.
And Terry, when I think back on that show, I think about the wide scope of the characters that he played. That's going to take a lot of talent to not only be funny, but be funny in all these different characters.
Well, he embraced the very heart of improvisation, which is, you give me a premise and my answer is yes. And he had the resources to do it. He could go anywhere with any suggestion. And didn't we love what he did to Harvey Korman?
Oh, we have to, because he always made him laugh. It seems like he really liked to make him laugh.
Well, Harvey told me when we worked on the movie, he said, I can't even look at the guy, even in the dressing room, because he slays me. He was a genuine comic. Did I mention that his real name is Tom Conway?
Huh.
Yeah, and he was half of a comedy team, morning team in Cleveland. His partner was Ernie Anderson, who would later become the big voice of ABC and the father of the filmmaker Anderson. Can't remember his full name. So he started out as Tom Conway, came to L.A., and SAG, Screen Actors Guild, said, well, we already have a Tom Conway. Oh, really? And that was the brother of George Sanders, who used the name Tom Conway. Anyway, he changed it to Tim. And he made our lives so much happier with his work. He was a delightful man.
Such a talented guy. Terry, thanks for sharing some reflections. Appreciate that. Again, that's Terry McGovern, of course, a longtime Bay Area radio personality and also an actor and very talented comedian himself.